Quinn Christopherson is the winner of this year's 2019 Tiny Desk Contest, but with more than 6,000 entries, we wanted to take some time to feature some standout performances sent into NPR. This is Ruby Ybarra.
I wrote this album because I want my life to change. Tired of being shortchanged, I'm trying to remain sane. Hopped off the plane, didn't stop all the pain. My father's still in debt and we've been struggling to pay.
Ybarra and her band, the Balik Bayans, are Filipino-Americans from the San Francisco Bay Area. Their song Someday impressed our judges and received hundreds of comments on YouTube.
For me, I feel like when I am on that stage or when I'm, you know, expressing myself through the lyrics that I rap, I feel like that's me in my rawest form.
Ybarra was born in Tacloban City in the Philippines. In the 1990s, she and her family immigrated to the U.S., and she says Someday is an ode to her mother.
Once, mama, I know it's gonna be fine wherever we go, cause we know your race is gonna dream and be a hero. With an ego to an equal, I free flow when I speak, though. My pipe dreams through people, my skin so Filipino.
She was the matriarch and the patriarch in our household. She was always my example as what it meant to be a Pinay, a woman who carried everything on her own back.
Study my mother, wonder how she holds his family, that minimum salary stretched as much as it can be.
So my mom went to school in the Philippines. She graduated in accounting. She was cum laude in her university. You know, she wanted to come to the U.S., especially, you know, during the 80s and the 90s. Economy wasn't doing so well in the Philippines, and a lot of people really had this mentality that if I go to America, I'm going to have better educated children or a better life, basically. Upon moving here, I think that's when my mom realized that it wasn't all she expected it to be. She applied to a lot of different jobs, and the very first job she was able to get was as a janitor at McDonald's.
All I ever knew was being me, so all I ever need to say is I said, mama, we gon' make it there someday. I said, mama, we gon' make it there someday.
Growing up and seeing her as my hero through all those years, making it there someday was for me to get an education out here and to get a job. And I want to reach a point someday that where I could, you know, look at her in the face and say that we made it. And I think that that sense of belonging, that sense of hope, is a thread that's very common in a lot of immigrant stories. These are the stories of their mothers, their sisters, their fathers in these songs, and that's all I've ever wanted to do with music.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us.
I am what I talk about in my music. I'm Pinay, I'm powerful, I'm fearless, I'm unfiltered. And I'd like to hope that there's young women out there who feel the same way, or even if they don't feel the same way, I hope to inspire young women out there to want to, you know, use their voice to claim who they are and to embrace their identity.
The grass is greener on the other side. Forget your dreams, cause you down to ride.
Ruby Ybarra, her Tiny Desk standout performance song is Someday.
The grass is greener on the other side. But now I'm feeling less around inside.
Support for NPR's Tiny Desk concert comes from Blue, makers of the Yeti microphone. Blue helps musicians, podcasters, and YouTubers tell their stories. Learn more at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
Make it here someday. I said, mama, we gon' make it here someday. I said, mama, we gon' make it here someday.